Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the Paris in Las Vegas on November 18th. Don't miss your chance to see Carl in a feathered headdress. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Aaron in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you do there?
I'm a gastroenterologist.
Oh. A gastroenterologist?
Yeah.
That's tremendously exciting. Ooh. I just wanted to be the first person ever to say that to you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's too much information, but I've
it
had...
It is. It is.
This is what happened.
I just want to say, I've had, no, because you should at a certain age. I've had both an upper GI endoscopy, the one that they put the camera in through your mouth, and I've had a colonoscopy, and I used to think, what if you had them at the same time the cameras bumped into each other?
Both guys are, oh my God, there's a camera in there.
It's like when you take a picture of someone taking a picture and you think it's funny.
If you're doing a colonoscopy and you get that far up, you know you've gone too far.
Exactly. Aaron, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
When both partners cannot kiss and make up, the relationship needs a big shake-up. As Facebook will tell, you'll choose your time well if you pick up Monday to...
break up.
Right. Journalist David McCandless cataloged the relationship status updates of more than 10,000 Facebook users over the course of a year and graphed the timestamps. Mondays were the big day for breakups, presumably because Monday follows two whole days spent with the person you're dating. Another interesting finding, a big spike in breakups on April Fool's Day. It's true. We don't know why. We assume it went like this. Honey, I'm not sleeping with your best friend. April Fool's! All right, here is your next limerick.
Can you hear me now? Still is a clever jest. With reception, my mountain endeavors blessed. There might be a fall, but not a dropped call. As Sherpas use cell phones on...
sweater vest.
That is...
I love that. I want to give it to you because that's such a great answer.
That is fabulous.
That's a better rhyme than our limericist came up with. That's really good. No, there's some clues there. The word Sherpa is a clue. Where might you find
it? It's Everest.
It is Everest, yes. As of this week, all of Mount Everest will have 3G network coverage from base camp to peak. So you can see it now. You're about to summit, but there's some obnoxious guy in front of you weaving all over the place talking on his phone. Hey, would you just hang up and climb, you yell? The good news is that you don't need a Bluetooth headset because on Everest, the phone will just freeze to your face. That's great. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Some voters are shaking their heads. Who'd have thought that a corpse beats the spread? Competition is stiff from beyond the great if. Some are winning, although they are...
dead.
Yes, the only thing worse than being trounced by your opponent in an election is being trounced by an opponent who isn't even alive. So think how Sharon Engel feels, you know what I mean? 4 deceased people won at the polls on Tuesday nationwide. One dead winner said voters were really taken with his message, which was, brains.
Wait, I'm sorry, dead people
Dead
won?
People, yeah. And in 4 Ooh. Cases, people who had died before the election still in the ballot still won.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
It's part of the new civility thing.
Yeah. It would be terrible to lose a debate to a dead guy.
Yeah. And an attack ad would be really rude.
Yeah.
My opponent is lifeless. My opponent has no personality.
I do nothing.
Yeah, if you think the country's coming apart, look at my opponent.
Carl, how did Aaron do in our quiz?
He had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Aaron wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, it's a treat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.